here with South Australian bowler Brendan Doggett. A pretty interesting day. Brendan seemed to move fairly quickly, 300 runs in the day for your side, which you contributed with, and then 3 wickets by stumps. The side must be pretty pleased with how today went.
Yeah, we obviously probably didn't get off to the greatest start with the bat this morning and into the last session there, but we managed to salvage some runs late in the day and take that momentum into our bowling innings, having 3 down. So tomorrow's going to be a big day, and hopefully the game will set up for a nice finish.
Seemed to struggle to kind of string together partnerships probably until the lower order. We saw a really nice innings by Wes Agar in the night watchman role, and then obviously you towards the back end of the innings. How's the pitch playing? What are the conditions like at the moment?
Yeah, obviously it's been a pretty nice wicket throughout the game. Starting to go a little bit low now though, with that new ball just skidding on, so it's going to be some sort of like stump bowling and catches in front of the wicket, just similar how we got KP there at the end. There's still plenty left in the wicket for the bowlers, and should set up
You scored 49 with the bat, a run out on 49 is probably not something you want to revisit, but how do you assess getting a chance to bat? It must be nice in the lower order when you get a chance to contribute with the bat and score a few quick runs.
Yeah, it was nice to contribute. It's been a while, but no, it was good fun out there. I was batting Benny Menenti, and we were just sort of trying to grind away and trying to swing some momentum back in our direction, and which we managed to do and took that into our bowling, as I said.
A big day tomorrow, I think 112 overs maximum to try and force a result. What's the plan going to be for your South Australia side to try and get maximum points out of this?
Yeah, obviously we're just going to have to come hard in the morning. Like I said, stump bowling, just try and get as much out of the wicket as we can. See what New South Wales are going to do, whether they're going to come hard as well and try and set a total for us to chase down. I'm not sure what the weather's doing, hopefully the wind's gone. But we're just going to come hard in the morning and try and put ourselves in the best position possible.
Lastly, we just might just talk about that. It's been pretty windy for the full 3 days and probably again tomorrow. What challenges does that pose as a bowling and fielding unit when you're out there?
Yeah, look, it's blowing almost directly across the wicket, so you sort of got to pick your end and try and make most of the wind. So we're trying to get the head going away from batters or into the batters and trying to use that as much as we can, but it's pretty tough going. It gets a bit sketchy there sometimes running in, you feel like you're not going to get there.
Yeah. Well, Brendan, best of luck tomorrow, and thanks so much for chatting to us tonight.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks, Brendan. Have a good one, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother.
Cheers. Thanks for that.